It is time again for Checkoff Chats. That's brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. And dairy farmers, don't forget, that involves you too. Every animal that's sold contributes to the research, education, and promotion of beef. And we're trying to help you understand how some of those dollars are spent in the field, literally. There have been opportunities prior to the pandemic where the Wisconsin Beef Council, which brings you this program, along with Equity Livestock, a proud co-sponsor of Checkoff Chats, takes folks that wouldn't necessarily have contact with production agriculture out to the field and try to help them better understand how beef is produced and how they ultimately get it to use in their professions. Well, today we are happy to be joined by Nicole Weeks. She is the Community Network Dietitian at Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee. Nicole, thanks for taking time to visit with us. I think the very first question that my rural agriculture audience will have is, what in the world does a community network dietitian do at Hunger Task Force, which is basically a food bank for most of the state of Wisconsin? What are you tasked with?
Sure. Thanks so much for having me. So what I do, my role is SNAP Ed funded. So SNAP Ed is the USDA branch of SNAP, or Food Share, that provides nutrition education to people who are eligible to receive Food Share dollars. So I work with our network of food pantries and meal providers to help provide nutrition education to make sure that people have the resources and understanding to utilize the food that they receive and to have healthier lifestyles.
Oh, of course. It makes perfect sense. And I bet you've been busy. You know, Nicole and I were chatting before we began this conversation about the pandemic and the stress that the Hunger Task Force was under to try to help provide their original audience and then their expanded audience with food. So are you making these educational contributions on a regular basis? How many people would you estimate that you reach in a week at the Hunger Task Force, Nicole?
As far as the food that we hand out, or the food that we...
The meals, the information, the education. How many times do you get a chance to influence what somebody is going to eat or what they know about the food they're taking away?
Well, for education, we've kind of taken a little bit of a spun, of course, during the pandemic, as many of us have had to do. So we've implemented some new things. Like, we have a nutrition education quarterly newsletter that is distributed to roughly 20,000 people across the state. So that goes into all of the packages that are distributed at our food pantries. It's distributed at our meal providers and in all of our senior stock boxes, and those are distributed throughout the entire state of Wisconsin. So that's one way that we've been able to provide some additional reach.
Well, and that is a fantastic audience to help them better understand how to use all of the food that the Hunger Task Force provides. Now, Nicole, you had prior experience with the Wisconsin Beef Council through your role as a certified dietitian. Tell them a little bit about those collaborations and what you've watched in previous years, I guess we should say, prior to the pandemic.
Sure. So I am a registered dietitian, and I'm a member of the Wisconsin Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and we've had a great relationship with the Wisconsin Beef Council for a very long time. And so even prior to the pandemic, as part of our annual state conference, we've had the opportunity to attend farm-to-fork tours. So we get to ride on a bus and go to a handful of different operations and get to see what it's like to have a family farm and different operations, different sizes. And every year that I've attended, I am just blown away that I learn something new every time.
Did you have any prior knowledge about agriculture or farming before these kinds of opportunities presented themselves?
Not hands-on, but I did grow up in a rural area, so there were a lot of farms around me, and there were some things that I understood about the environment, but certainly a little more than a city girl.
Right.
But still a lot to learn. And I think from that perspective, one of the things that's really fun for me when I do these tours is being with people who haven't grown up in those areas and being able to hear their questions and see the things that they learn as well.
Right. Well, you guys are influencers. I mean, people turn to you for guidance on how they can take care of themselves. Let's talk about this year's tour, which fortunately was able to happen, as you said, face-to-face. Tell me a little bit about what you enjoyed about the tour, what you picked up this time around.
Sure. One of the coolest things for me, there were two new stops this year that were not specifically farms. So that was a neat thing for us to be able to get to experience. So we visited, I hope I pronounced this correctly, Meesfield's Triangle Market in Sheboygan. Yep. And so we got to see what some of the processing sides of things would look like. In addition to being able to visit the store, which I'm still snacking on some of the things I bought that day. And then in addition to the farms that we got to go to, we also got to visit the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center, mm-hmm. which I had not been to before. So that was an awesome experience to be able to see the different education opportunities that are offered there as well.
Now, you know, like I said, you've had face-to-face conversations with farmers on previous tours hosted by the Wisconsin Beef Council. How does that help you, Nicole, in your job as the community network dietitian for the Hunger Task Force? Like you said, you had some exposure as a kid, but then you take on a completely different look at things as the professional dietitian. Tell me a little bit how this has helped to influence or help you better understand things.
I think in any role that a dietitian has, one of the big challenges that we have with helping our clients is kind of combating the things that the media puts out. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and people don't really understand some of the messaging that they hear. So being able to talk to farmers and understand, you know, the role that antibiotics play and what hormones really mean, and being able to have honest and real conversations with people to help abate some of their fears and really guide them in the right direction versus some of the knowledge that they may think they have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. I absolutely agree. You're correct. Again, if you're just joining us, this is Nicole Weeks. She's the community network dietitian for the Hunger Task Force. They're in Milwaukee, but the Hunger Task Force literally helps feed people across the state of Wisconsin. So she plays an important role helping people to manage through what they receive, how they prepare it, and their diet. Nicole, talk to me a little bit. Like what you said, you have been on previous tours with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Tell me a little bit about some of the other dietitians that might have been along with you for the very first time. I know what the bus talk is like when you guys do get back on board from one spot to another. Tell me a little bit about how that conversation goes, what you observed about maybe those first-time folks.
Well, like any of us, we all come from different walks of life, different experience levels in different things and different framework where we get our information from. And so the conversations are always so positive in between farms, just really thought-provoking questions, and just seeing the spark that people have in having these conversations and learning new things.
And obviously that turns into, hopefully, influencing how they construct meal plans, how they look at things,
yep.
because that's that face-to-face, as you said. There's no influencers there. It's a farmer just telling you their story, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And really understanding that all of the farmers who are out there are just really doing the best they can to take really great, wonderful care of the animals that they're raising.
Right, right. Now, do you ever follow up? Is there ever a time when you're looking at something and saying, gee, I wonder, maybe I should reach out to the Wisconsin Beef Council, Caitlin or Tammy or one of the staff? Do you ever go back to those resources because you know they're there?
I do, absolutely. From the cooking perspective, I've also had the opportunity to attend some of the virtual cooking demonstrations that have taken place over the last several months. And being able to utilize those recipes, share that information with people, some of the cuts of meat, being able to help people understand what the different cuts mean and where they come from. And the Beef Council has great information to help with that.
Well, we appreciate you taking time, that's for sure. She's a busy gal, Nicole Weeks, community network dietitian. She's with the Hunger Task Force out of Milwaukee, just sharing what she has enjoyed about the recent Farm to Fork tour that took place over in the Sheboygan County area, hosted in part with your beef checkoff dollars. Remember, you can find out more and see probably some of the pictures from that event. Go to beeftips.com or Wisconsin Beef Council on the social media. And of course, remember, Checkoff Chats in partnership with our friends at Equity Cooperative Livestock, a proud sponsor of these works. You can visit equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs. Again, like we said, another example of checkoff dollars at work for you. Nicole Weeks. She, again, is the community network dietitian at Hunger Task Force, our guest this time around for Checkoff Chats.